98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, I'm delighted to be chatting with Willie Carlisle, who you can see at Meadowlark Music Festival next weekend. He'll be playing on Sunday at 1 p.m. Willie, thanks for hopping on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. We're excited to have you coming to Meadowlark. Have you played the festival before, or is this your first time?
It's my first time. I admit I hadn't even heard of it. That said, I'm from a long ways off. I'm from Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas kind of area. And, it's a delight to be up in that part of the country. You guys already know it's beautiful. But I was surprised the first time I made it out to that area how incredibly gorgeous it is.
It really is. And you're coming at the perfect time. It's actually kind of it's turning into fall early up here this year. So you're really going to get like peak beautiful foliage.
Amazing. Good roots music and a little bit of secret leaf peeping, I guess.
Absolutely. And I mean, you're playing on an apple orchard, so leaves everywhere.
Well, you're selling me on it and I'm already coming. That's going to be great. Yeah.
I was listening to some of your music. You've got some great albums out. Winged Victory just came out earlier this summer, and Critterland last year, which I was really taken by the cover art on Critterland. And what you do is absolutely beautiful. Are you coming solo to Meadowlark? Are you bringing some bandmates?
I'll be bringing at least one bandmate, and maybe a special guest or two will make an appearance. And the special guest will either be a human or an animal or or possibly a mineral. Who knows? We've got some surprises in store that I won't let go of too much. But yeah, I won't be alone.
Oh.
Let's put it that way. We got a bunch of different instruments. I play banjo, fiddle, accordion, guitar, harmonica, we bring a lot of treasures with us on tour.
Yeah. What got you started playing music? Have you done it your whole life?
I had a musical family. My dad was in a bunch of bands, bluegrass and polka bands, sort of a working musician in Kansas required you to play a lot of genres. So we had a lot of records kicking around the house and also a lot of good rumors about when, you know, dad was a rock and roller. So when I got to college, it was like I picked up guitar and was stuck. It was just going to last forever. It was like I figured out what I wanted to do the moment I got out of town, honestly.
There's a little bit of...
I'm 36 now and we're still doing it.
Oh, I'm 36 too. 1989, represent.
We made it. You're the snake.
That's right. There's a little bit of polka on Winged Victory, isn't there?
There is, yeah. It's sort of been in the background of my life for a long time, and I haven't gotten to make a lot of polka music. You know, when you already play the banjo, it's like, where's there to go? How much farther into the depths of hell can you go? I think it's fun, and I really enjoy it, and I'll be doing some of it on stage at Meadowlark.
I mean, yeah, I don't see what's not to love about polka. It's a classic style of dance music.
Yeah, and I really like that it's human-sized music, you know. It's not supposed to be maybe like, you're not going to hear classical music. I love that the accordion is designed to be heard in loud dance halls.
Mm.
I love making music that's kind of the size of actual communities, you know. We've got so much that's just like... let's hear what this sounds like through massive club speakers or in a stadium or something like that. And I really like the idea of having an instrument in your hands that that crossed the Atlantic Ocean so that it could make the sounds of the old country at the exact same size of little communities, you know, to fill a barn or a union hall or something like that.
I like that. I like the idea of like the sound of an instrument as the scale of a community.
Yeah, it's a valuable way for a folk singer to think about this stuff. We try to be community oriented in the music industry, and it can be a struggle sometimes. And so it's kind of nice to have, I wouldn't call it a limitation, I'd call it a strength, you know, of some of our instruments. They tell you what kind of music they want to play, you know, the instruments too. It's something I like about it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds, everything you're telling me, it's just like, ding, 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 you're such a perfect fit for this festival. I think you're going to have such a wonderful time, and the audience is going to be so responsive to your style and your energy. I mean, do you play a lot of outdoor festivals? Is it something you enjoy?
Oh, it's one of my favorite things. And the reason is, festivals at about this scale are places where I feel like I can actually reach people. Really huge festivals I still enjoy, but sometimes feel less fulfilled by. And playing outdoors and doing things in the weather, well, I like a crowded barroom as well. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But if I did crowded barrooms every night of the year, I'd have, you know, residual smoke in my lungs and probably die young. So it'd be nice to be in the fresh air, especially up there between in that beautiful country that is right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the weather looks absolutely perfect. I'm looking at the forecast. It's like 70 and sunshine and, you know, cool, breezy evenings, and just could not be nicer.
Great. I'm planning on dancing and listening a lot. And that's another thing I really like about an outdoor festival is that you can catch everything. You know, you can kind of stay in one place, kind of get some exercise. You know, you don't have to hike, but you can take a walk from stage to stage, and that you can sit if you like, you can stand if you like, you can hear music all day. Where sometimes at a club show, you stand in one place for 3 hours on a concrete floor.
Sure. Know? Yeah.
So I'm going to be partying.
Yeah, you get to be a performer and part of the audience.
Right. Yeah. That's I wish I'd thought more about this before we talked, because this is would be a great thing to talk to my booking agent about. Is like, you know what's fun? Festivals at exactly this scale.
Yeah. Hey. Well, now you know. Just tell them send me more of these, please.
Right. Yeah.
Because also as a fellow 36-year-old, I hear you on the concrete floors. It's hard now.
It just happened this year to me, you know?
Really?
And so younger listeners should know it's coming. Yeah.
It's coming. I'm sitting here with a sore back right now because I went on a really beautiful hike in the Catskills yesterday, and it was great and it was worth it, but my back hurts, and that just is what it is.
And the emotional maturity that comes along with it is a price I would pay in triplicate. You know, that's just fine.
Absolutely.
I'm okay with it. But you can't have one without the other.
Very true. Willie Carlisle is my guest. You can see him on Sunday the 14th, this coming Sunday, 1 p.m. at Meadowlark Music Fest in Stone Ridge, beautiful Stone Ridge Orchard. And we're going to hear a track from Winged Victory. I was going to play Bee's Wing. Does that seem like a good idea to you?
Oh, that's a great idea, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Willie, thank you so much for hopping on with me. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right. We will see you there, MK. Appreciate you.